Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chof, Simon Ches, and we left off talking about the issue of Bishul, Acher Bishul, when it comes to Dabar Lach. So the opinion of the Ramah is that if the item, the Dabar Lach, has cooled completely, one may not reheat it on Shabbos. However, if it is still considered warm, if people who want a warm food would consider this warm enough to be considered warm. So, one can take it and reheat it to above Yad Tzeled Hesbo, even though right now it's below Yad Tzeled Hesbo. The question is, how do we understand this logic of the Ramah, and what's the practical nafka mina? There seems to be machlokes how to understand the Ramah. One approaches the Ramah basically holds Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. That even by Dabar Lach. So, whereas the Shulchan Aruch is being concerned about the possibility of the Bishul Acher Bishul by Dabar Lach, the Ramah is saying that no, make your Adin be Paskin, like the Rishonim would say, there's no Bishul after Bishul on a Dabar Lach. However, we're going to make a Chumrah and say, even though make your Adin, even if it's cooled completely, one could then reheat it since it's fully cooked, and the fact that it's cooled is irrelevant. Because Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, even if it's cooled, we're going to the Machmir and say, if it's obvious that you're doing a Maisa of heating it, i.e. it's cold or room temperature, then you cannot reheat it. However, if it's not so obvious, because people consider it hot anyway, people consider it warm enough that they consider that, oh, that's hot, it feels like a nice hot food, even though it's not hot. It's not obvious what he's doing. It's not so obvious. So that's what that's only the scenario. That's the only scenario which is allowed. This is the approach of Reb Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe. This is the approach. It seems we have the Mishnah Berurah as well. That the Iker Psak of the Ramah is Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. However, there is a Magen of Ram. Which seems to say, back in the Lachos of Shehi and Chazorah, the Magen Ram says that this is a din d'oraisa. The Ramah agrees, if it's fully cooled, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa to reheat it, because now there's bishul acher bishul, like the Rishonim would say that there is bishul acher bishul. And so the Ramah says, if it's not fully cooled, it's going to be mutter to reheat it. Now, how do we understand that, since it's not Yad Tzeled Hesbo? For halacha purposes, it's like it's cooled. And now when you heat it to the Yatz Lettuce Bowl, you're doing a Maisa Bishul. Same way a person would do the first Maisa Bishul, taking something which is not Yatz Lettuce Bowl and heating it to Yatz Lettuce Bowl is considered Bishul. If you hold Bishul or Bishul, how is this different? So the Prima Gadam suggests the following. We're going to see a discussion of the concept of Bishul after Tzli, or Bishul after Afia, or vice versa, Afia after Bishul, etc. The Taz explains that since the concept of Bishul is the Cheshivas that a person, the mice of Bishul gets, is the impact, the change that it's doing to the food, the Malachas Machshevas aspect of it. So the Rishonim which hold there's Bishul after Tzli, even though the food is fully edible, but the act of changing it into a different type of flavor is considered Bishul. So similarly over here, the reason why Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul is because even though it's fully cooked, and Dabar Lach is fully cooked, but since Dabar Lach in general, gravy, soup, those type of things, one wants to have it hot, taking it from being cold to being hot has an element of a melechas machshavas to it. What you're doing is a chashav of a maisa, because the people look at that change as being very significant. And therefore, one is chayav, bishul acher bishul, even the item is fully cooked. At the riyavish, on the other hand, a piece of chicken, yeah, you would prefer it to be hot, let's say, but people looked at a piece of cooked chicken even if it's cold, it's quite usable and quite edible. So the change from room temperature to hot is not so significant. So by Debra Yovish, going from room temperature to hot is not going to be considered bishul. By Debra Lach, it's going to be considered bishul. But let's say you have a Debra Lach, which already is warm enough that people look at it as being warm. So that, and being usable when you want hot food. So taking that type of liquid and heating it up to Yatza lettuce bow is not a significant change. Therefore, the remote holds in Bishul Acher Bishul. So based on this argument that the Taz explains in that those Rishonim, Prima Gadim explains this the opinion of the Magen Avraham, how it could be an Issur D'oraisa and still be mutter. So now, according to this these two explanations, we might have some practical differences, and we'll discuss how we paskin in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.